Now, with great weather in Wisconsin, what better way to eat a meal than outside in nature, or at least on the lawn? It's Food Friday. This week, we're talking all about picnic food, how to pack, what makes good picnic food, and some recipes along the way. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of picnics when the weather's nice, or maybe even not quite as nice? What are your favorite recipes to bring along to serve up when you're eating at the park, in the backyard, wherever you have your picnics? In fact, what is your favorite picnic spot? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ashley Lecker runs the Wisconsin food blog Cheese Curd in Paradise. She's the author of the Serial Killer Cookbook. Ashley, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Are you a fan of picnics yourself? I know you're a fan of food. Do you like to eat it outside?
Yeah, I have two little kids. So picnicking, eating outside is a part of the, you know, kind of part of the summer package with them. And so it's something that we enjoy, and it's a great way to make things at home that you bring, or even bring some, or, you know, stop somewhere and just enjoy eating the meal outside, enjoying the nice weather while we have it.
Now, you've got some fun recipes for us that we'll get into that kind of up our picnic game. But in general, are there like, when you're thinking, okay, I'm making food to serve, you know, on a tarp outside as opposed to on the kitchen table, where does your mind start to go?
Yes, I definitely think differently because I try to think of things that can eat with my hands or things that are easy and portable that I don't necessarily have to assemble at the place that we're eating, that I can do the work in advance so that we, when we get there, we can, you know, spread out our blanket and we can enjoy the food.
Now, one of my oversights, I think, when I do an outdoor thing is the beverage. And that's where you start us off. You know, I think we'll bring water, you know, maybe cans of soda, real creative. No, you've got watermelon, lime, agua fresca. Tell us what goes into making this.
Yes, this is one of my favorite things to make in the summer. It is really, really easy. And I like to make mine with watermelon because that's one of my favorite summer fruits. And with agua fresca, really what it is it's water with some kind of sweet, like a melon, like a, and then a little bit of sugar and typically lime. And you blend it and then it's simply just strained. And you can put it in a container, serve it chilled, serve on ice. If you are having a little more of a fun type of picnic, you could put a little alcohol in there. And but it's really delicious and really refreshing.
I've got that recipe up at WPR.org/Food Friday. You mentioned watermelon's your favorite variation. What are some other ones that you like?
Oh, I love also love to use like cantaloupe, or even like a honeydew melon. The one thing about those, you know, or watermelon too, in that case, make sure it's really nice and ripe because you're going to get the best, you know, the sweet flavor, and more the riper the fruit, you have more of that juice and liquid that will go into your drink.
And what do you do to transport that? Just a good big, I guess, jug that isn't going to spill in the cooler on the way over.
Yeah, something that is seals well because it is juice, and so it gets sticky and kind of if it spills, and you don't want that. So something with a good seal on it that you can bring. They have those kind of cooler jugs that have the spout on them that you can just pour right from those, and those are great to use as well for transporting.
Now, I'm a big fan of a pasta salad, a potato salad, that kind of thing in a picnic. I don't mind, you know, having, you know, plates and silverware. It doesn't have to all be finger food. You've given us a pesto caprese pasta. So the steaks, obviously, you're not going to cook it on site. You do it in advance. It's a cold pasta salad, though, perfect for a picnic. Tell us about this dish a little bit.
This is one of my favorite pasta salads. I love pesto, and pesto just screams summer to me, right? When we have all that fresh basil, and then we have all of that, and then just the, you know, seasonal tomatoes, mozzarella. And it's one of my very, very, very favorites. So with this one, it's really quite simple. It's I use a shaped pasta just because I think it catches the sauce really nicely with inside the pasta. And it's fresh tomatoes and fresh mozzarella, pesto, and a little bit of mayo. And so it's a creamy. Now, if you are not a person who likes mayonnaise so much and don't prefer a creamy sauce to your pasta salad, you could leave that out and just add a little bit more pesto, and it would still work beautifully.
And pesto, we were talking about this on the show a couple weeks back. You know, your basic pesto recipes like basil and pine nuts and the garlic and olive oil and so on. You can do a lot of variations on it, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I have had pesto that's made with like the tops of carrot tops even, or some people will use cashews or almond as the kind of nut base instead of the pine nuts. So you can really play with it and use whatever kind of flavors that work best for you. I love basil, so it's hard for me to stray away from that. But there's a lot of different variations. You could even use garlic scapes if you would like to, which is that green kind of top part of the plant that grows out of the garlic heads, and that also works.
We're talking to Wisconsin food blogger Ashley Lecker, creator of the site Cheese Curd in Paradise. She's with us today for Food Friday for Summer Picnics 101, breaking down what makes good picnic food, sharing some recipes she loves. You can find that pasta salad, that pesto pasta salad we were just talking about, that agua fresca, and more at wpr.org/foodfriday. And you can join in now at 800-642-1234. Have you always been a fan of picnics, of eating outside? Have you done it more maybe during the pandemic? It turned into a go-to get-together with friends or family. What is your favorite kind of picnic site? The yard, a park, you name it. And of course, what kind of foods have to be at your picnic? Call in with your thoughts, your favorites, your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday talk with Ashley Lecker from the Wisconsin food blog, Cheese Curd in Paradise. She's with us today to give us tips for our next summer picnic. We've got some recipes from Ashley at wpr.org/foodfriday. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your picnic favorites, maybe your advice for others, a picnic fail, or a question for our guest. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Ashley, you mentioned earlier picnicking with your kids. Do you have thoughts? What are some of the big success stories for kid food at a picnic?
Oh, I think the biggest success for kids at the picnic is as long as you have a nice treat to have at the end. I know mine loves dessert, and so they are always very curious what the treat is going to be at the end of our meal.
And what is it? What's the treat at the end?
So my favorite, one of my favorite things to bring is that these are really easy. I have a recipe for brownie muffins, and they are, instead of having, you know, big pan of muffins, which works great, of brownies, I mean, which works fine. But these are individual ones. So you can put them in a sealable bag, you can transport them, and it makes things quite easy. And so it's just a very traditional brownie recipe that I make in muffin tins. I also add some mini chocolate chips because I love to have a few chocolate chips inside of my brownies.
You can join in this Food Friday conversation at 800-642-1234 as we talk about picnics. Now, we've got a caller here at 800-642-1234. Bev is with us in Pewaukee. Bev, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead,
One
Bev.
Of my favorite things to take for just a little side is stringless sweet pea pods.
Oh, great. That's easy to transport. Nice and crunchy. Bev, thanks a lot for that. Yeah, something as simple as, chopped up veggies, raw veggies, can be a great picnic side dish. What do you think, Ashley?
I think that is fantastic. And my kiddos are also, and me, are also a big fan of those as well.
Thanks a lot for that call, Bev, at 800-642-1234. Okay, let's get a little more ambitious now. You shared a main dish. It sounds ambitious to me. Shrimp ceviche. Now, I've had that in restaurants where they know what they're doing. This is with pickled onion. Tell us a little bit about this. Is it easier than I think to make?
It is. It is one of those dishes that don't be intimidated by it because it is very easy to put together. Ceviche is a preparation style that essentially cooks your fish or seafood in acidic citrus. And the acidic citrus cures the protein and it cooks it. So if you use something like shrimp, which is kind of that gray color when it starts, you will watch it become pink as the citrus gets its way into the shrimp. So one of my favorite ways is to use shrimp and also pickled onions and then some tomatoes, avocado, fresh cilantro, and lime juice and a little bit of jalapeno. And it travels really well. You can put it on ice and then serve it with some tortilla chips while you're picnicking outside. And it's delicious and it's perfect if it's hot outside as well.
We're talking to Ashley Lecker, creator of the Wisconsin food blog Cheese Curd in Paradise, getting some Food Friday advice on picnics. Let's bring on another caller now at 800-642-1234. Chris is with us in La Crosse. Chris, hello.
Yeah, hi. I was commenting with the screener there that I lived in Germany for a while in the Frankfurt area, and whenever you ate anything that tasted good, the word you used was Lecker. So I found it kind of fun and ironic that you're making all these wonderful things and your last name in German was yummy.
Look, Chris, I dimly remember that from my German classes X number of years ago. Ashley, I'm guessing you probably knew this already.
I did. My husband is sometimes on the route for like different signs like in German that say that on it, but I did know that, and I enjoy the irony of it as well.
Chris, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Now, getting back to a little ambition here in our prep, you've got a homemade bread you like to make and then bring along for picnics, for maybe sandwiches or a cheese board or something like this, a 4-ingredient, no-knead, crusty bread. That does sound good for a picnic. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, this is a bread where it's all-purpose flour, salt, active dry yeast, and warm water. And it bakes in a Dutch oven. And it is one of the simplest recipes that I make. And what comes out is this beautiful, crusty, round loaf of bread that's perfect for sandwiches, or if you're doing a charcuterie or just some meat and cheese or spreads of some kind, of maybe just some bread and butter. Like, that's, who doesn't love that? And so it's fantastic to bring on a picnic.
Now, bread, great for sandwiches, of course. The Central Time team getting hungry, hearing you talk about these recipes. Dean Canetta, our executive producer, says he likes at picnics fancy Italian sandwiches, maybe on a baguette that doesn't get too soggy. And then we heard on Facebook from Jacqueline, who says chipped ham sammies and potato salad. Do you have thoughts on sandwiches for a picnic? Now, I've done this with homemade sandwiches or store-bought sandwiches, and, you know, half hour in, they're a little on the soggy side. You could still eat them, but it's not, you know, primo sandwich experience. Any thoughts on non-soggy sandwichification at our picnics?
Yeah, the sandwiches are fantastic for picnics. And what I like to do with my sandwiches, if we are bringing them on a picnic, is I like to add like any condiments, like whether that be an oil and vinegar or mayo, mustard. I like to add it right before we eat. And sometimes I'll even keep the tomatoes separate and I'll add those right before we eat as well, because that can help keep your sandwich not as soggy, just because those ingredients have a little more moisture in them and it can get into your bread. And if it sits a little bit, then you have some soggy bread. But keeping those separate and just kind of getting them all prepped in advance, but putting them on right before you eat will keep your bread not soggy and nice and crisp.
Excellent. Now, Lauren Cox, one of our producers, mentions his friend made an incredible corn dip that we brought to a brewer's tailgate this week. More of a parking lot picnic than a traditional one. I think tailgate counts as a picnic. That's fine, Lauren. Dips are a big feature, I think, maybe for those cold vegetables or for chips or whatever. Do you have any favorite picnic dips?
Yes, I really love just a fresh salsa, or I love beer dip with pretzels. Those are some of my favorites as well. And I think the corn dip that I have had someone make that at a potluck I went to once, if it's the creamy corn dip I'm thinking of, and it was delicious.
Excellent. Now, do you, like, are you hardcore enough in a picnic where you have, like, special gear and, like, all sorts of coolers and things like that? Or do you get by with just some of the basics? What are your favorite things to have to make that picnic logistically simpler?
I do not have anything too technical. We have a cooler that's on wheels and a blanket and like a drink cooler type of thing. And that's kind of what we do. I think what's also important, make sure bring paper towels with you, cut your stuff in advance, use sealable bags. Those are all things that will make your life much easier on the picnic, because it is kind of hard to like cut bread, meat or cheese on a cutting board on like a picnic blanket. So cutting some of that stuff in advance will save you time once you get there.
Okay, now here's a weird crossover with your other specialty here. You wrote a cookbook made up of serial killers' last meal requests. You want to talk about one of the recipes today. It's a classic picnic food for a lot of people. Classic picnic food, fried chicken. but it was John Wayne Gacy's last meal. Tell us about this fried chicken, please.
So, yes, I wrote this book. It came out in 2020, and it was a lot of fun to write. But one of the last meals I talk about is John Wayne Gacy, and his last meal consisted of fried chicken. He owned a couple KFCs, and he had a dozen deep fried shrimp, KFC, French fries, a pound of strawberries, and a bottle of Diet Coke was his last meal. So I have a recipe for a crispy fried chicken in the book, and fried chicken is like the quintessential picnic food, right? That's Erin thinks of that. And so I have my version of fried chicken, and it's pretty simple. It has, like, you know, the basic ingredients of flour, use cornstarch to get that really crisp chicken. But my secret to really crispy chicken is to actually use vodka in one of the parts of it. They just that it boils a little bit more bubbly, and so it gives you a crispier crust on your chicken.
I love cold leftover fried chicken. Does it actually stay crispy when, you know, it's been in the fridge overnight?
It does. It's not, like, you know, not fresh out of the fryer, crispy, right? But yeah, it's still, but you don't know, but it's not soggy. It doesn't have that, like, you know, when stuff gets really, like, oily or, you know, laden or soggy, it still has a nice texture to it.
Yeah, I'll still eat it the soggy way, but it's better if it stays kind of crispy. Ashley, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Ashley Lecker, food blogger behind the site Cheese Curd in Paradise. She joined us for our Food Friday conversation today about summer picnics. We've got recipes from Ashley online at WPR.org/Food Friday. And you can still share your picnic favorites. Maybe you've got one tonight on this lovely day in most of the state, or over the weekend, you could take a picture of your picnic layout and then share it with us at WPR.org/Food Friday. You can go on the Ideas Network Facebook page. It'll probably be easier, actually. The Ideas Network Facebook page, or email ideas@WPR.org. Love to see your picnic in progress.